弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们来读两段圣经，因为蛮长的，所以我们只念中文，但是英文请你默读。
We're going to be looking at two passages, in the Bible. However, due to the length of these passages, we will only be reading it in Mandarin. So those that read in English, we ask that you will follow along.
请你们看《约书亚记》第十四章第十节的下半节到十二节。
And we ask brothers and sisters to turn to Joshua chapter 14, and we'll start at the end of verse 10, the second part of verse 10, and it'll go through verse 12.
让我弟兄来念好了，你们大家一起来默看好了啊。看那儿，现今我八十五岁了，我还是强壮。像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城。你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。请你们还看一个地方，可不可以请大家翻到生命记第一章。生命记在前面啊，生命记第一章。
We ask brothers and sisters now to turn forward a little bit in the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章第34到36节。
And we will be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 34 through verse 36.
生命记第一章三十四节，耶和华听见你们这话，就发怒起誓说：“这恶世代的人，连一个都不得见我所起誓应许赐给你们列祖的美地，唯有那耶夫尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所踏过的地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心。”跟从我，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你把这些话语再次赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for again giving us your own word.
我相信你把话语解开，就发出亮光，照亮我们前面的道路。
And Lord, we believe that as you reveal your words to us, it will be like a lamp and light in our path.
我们的神啊，今天我们要看这个圣经的人物加勒这个人。
Our dear God, we know that today we will be studying this character, Caleb.
几乎他是做到一个不能完成的一个工作。
It seems like that he has an impossible task to accomplish.
但是他领受这些侍奉挑战的时候，他依靠你。
But when he receives these calling from you, that he takes it from you.
我们谢谢你，一个真正活在神面前的人。一定是一个心甘情愿把自己选择道路的权利交给主的人。
And we know that one that pleases you, that one is chosen by you, that they are willing to follow the path that you have prepared for them.
每一次我们在紧要关头，神真是把奇妙的手带过我们这些有信心的人，走过这些平安的道路、平安之处。
Lord, we know that during times of difficulty, it is your hand that supports us and takes us peacefully through these difficulties.
今天看见这以色列民度过这四十年旷野的日子。
And today, as we study the Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years,
也看到加勒、约书亚这两个人有信心的，他们告诉以色列民，他们有信心去得这个地位业。
But yet, at the same time, we see that both Joshua and Caleb, that these two individuals, because of their faith in you, that they are willing to take the promised land that you have given them.
几乎这是个不可能的事情，不能完成的事，但是神帮助他们完成了。
Though it seems impossible, it is through your ability that they were able to accomplish that.
主啊，今天我们早上的时候，我们领受这些教训，我们也愿意在你面前能够承担你所给我们交代的事物。
And as we receive your teachings today, Lord, may we have a heart that is willing to also to accept what you have called us to do.
求你拣选我们的道路，我主为我拣选。
Lord, may you give us the path.
我没有自己的羡慕，我要求你的意念。
I myself do not have this desire, but the desire to follow you.
求你握住我的手，你知道我的软弱。
Though hold my hands, for you know my weakness.
否则我只能忧愁，不知道如何生活。
Or else I will be living in fear and do not know how to live.
你若握住我的手，不问你是不是怎么样的拣选。
If you are holding my hand, regardless of the path I am to undertake.
不管是什么套路和什么时候，我的心都觉得甘甜。
Regardless of the situation I am, my heart is filled with joy.
谢谢今天早上的时候，求你膏你仆人的口，让弟兄姐妹也同样一同感一领。
And Lord, this morning we ask that you will anoint your servant and that brothers and sisters will be of one spirit.
我们再感谢祷告祈求奉耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天特地把这个加勒这个人带到各诸位的面前。
Today, the reason why I'm introducing brothers and sisters Caleb,
其实整本圣经中讲到加勒的地方不多。
And the entire Bible does not talk about too many things that Caleb accomplished.
除了我刚刚念的这两段圣经，一段在约书亚记，一段在申命记之外，只有在民数记里面才有出现。
Besides these two passages that I read earlier in the book of Joshua, as well as at the beginning of Deuteronomy, the only other recordings of Caleb can be found in the book of Numbers.
在民数记在十三章的时候，第一次加勒这个人出现了。
In Numbers chapter 13, that is when we first see this biblical character, Caleb.
神要摩西打发十二个探子进到迦南地，先去勘察一下那些地方的情形。
For God at that time called Moses to choose 12 people to be act as spies to go into the promised land.
40天之后，这十二个探子都回来报告。
After 40 days, the spies return.
居然这十二个人分成两个完全不同的想法和意见。
And when these 12 spies came back, they were into two different groups in terms of what they think will happen.
十个人他的想法和另外两个人完全不一样。
It was a group of 10 people that had a different opinion than a group of two.
好吧，我们读一读这个圣经，在民数记十三章三十二到三十四节。
We can find this in Numbers chapter 13, verse 32 through 34.
民数记十三章三十二到三十四节，探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说：“看，我们看见，窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地。我们在你所看见人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚拿主人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔。根据我们自己。”看这像蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此的。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 32 and verse 33. So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who comes from Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers,And so we seem to them.
换句话说，他们这十个人的报告是负面的，是恶性的，是说最好我们不要去惹这些人。
Their report basically can be summed up as a negative report in saying that we should not enter this land.
另外，两个人，其他两个人，我们都知道他的名字，一个叫约书亚，一个就是加勒了。
However, the other group of two, which was basically consist of Caleb and Joshua,
他们的看法和刚刚十个人不一样，完全不一样。
Their report, however, was completely different.
好吧，我们也读一下，读与民数记十四章第六到第九节。
And we can find it in Numbers chapters 14, verse 6 through verse 9.
民数记十四章六到九节，窥探地的人中，论的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒。撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说：“我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是牛奶与蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，而且因庇他们的这些人已经离开了。” 不要怕他们。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 through verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among these who had spied out the land, tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them."
换句话说，他们这两个人的报告是正面的，是喜信，我们可以上去征服他，把那个地可以 得下来。
In summary, their report was a positive report. They're basically saying that this is a great piece of a blessing from God, and we can conquer this land.
换句话说，这十个人的恶性说他们是巨人，要把我们吞吃掉。
The ten that gave the negative report was saying that there are giants among them and that they will devour us.
两个探子的是喜信，他说我们才是巨人，他们就是我们的食物，我们可以把它吃掉。
However, two of the spies made the statement that we are the giants. They are like bread to us.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是两个完全不同的说法，两个不同的意见。
This is two complete different opinions.
可惜两个人是少数，十个人是多数，少数要服从多数。
But there's the group of majority, and then there's the minority. So are the minorities follow the leading of the majority?
所以全体以色列民，我们看到他们最后还是决定回到旷野，不要去惹那个地方亚拿族的居民。
So what did the Israelites decide? They decided that they were going to go back into the wilderness instead of fighting the Anakites.
他们只看到他们的眼见。没有把他们的信心带出来。
All they see is what appears before them. They were not willing to live out their faith.
结果他们将来一共在旷野漂流了四十年之久。
And because of this decision, they continue to wander around the wilderness for another
4 years. 然而我们看圣经里面加勒这个名字从来没有再出现。
And then if you continue to study the scripture, you will not find the name Caleb mentioned anymore.
倒是约书亚这个名字，因为他是摩西的助手，一次一次出现。
However, we continue to see the name of Joshua continue recorded because he was the, he served Moses.
可是很奇妙的，到了约书亚记第十四章、十五章，我们刚刚念的时候，加勒这个人又出来了。
However, as we study the book of Joshua, when we get to chapter 14, we will see that Caleb again appears before us.
那时候加勒已经八十五岁。
And at that time, he was already at the age of 85.
是个八十五岁的老人了。
He was an 85-year-old old man.
奇怪的是，他对他老朋友约书亚讲的话，很奇怪。
However, it seems very strange the conversation that he has with his old friend Joshua.
他不是说啊，约书亚，我现在也老了，你也老了，我们两个含饴弄孙呢，想想天伦之乐算了。
And he didn't approach Joshua and said that both of us are old men. We should enjoy the remaining days of our lives.
我们不如你天天吃些多种维他命，或者是天天定期看看医生，看把老毛病看好。医生重要，医生重要，吃药更重要。
Nor did they say that we need to watch what we eat, the vitamins that we take. We need to watch over the body that we have.
我们常常过这个生活。那个现实，那个条件重要的不得了。
However, that is different from us. We live a very practical life. We look at the things that are right before us.
你看他好奇怪，他反而怎么讲
？But what does Caleb say?
他说：“我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去那个时候那个日子一样。
”And he says, "I am strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me out."
我的力量那个时候如何，现在还是如何。
My strength then is the same as the strength I have now.
下面讲的一句话把摩西吓了一跳。
And then what he says next surprised Joshua.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的山地给我，我要上去与我，如果神与我同在的话，我凭着这应许把那山地的人赶走。哎，八十五岁的人说这话。
And this 85-year-old man says to Joshua, "Now give me the hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, the place where the Anakims or the Anakites were occupying. And if the Lord is with me, I will be able to drive them out."
你们会不会说，哎呀，加勒，你有没有搞错？
You might think that Caleb might have lost his mind.
你几岁了？你八十五岁了。
How old are you? You're 85 years old.
你太不自自不量力了。
Don't you know what you are able to do?
八十五岁还不服老啊？
You're 85 years old. You should be retired.
还要去打仗，还要把那个强悍的山地人赶走啊？
You still want to go to war and fight against the big Anakims?
你应该在家里休息吧？
You should be resting at home.
我的看法是这样的，加勒他是胆敢向约书亚提出这个要求，有两个很重要的原因。
For me personally, the way I understand it is that the reason, there are two reasons why Caleb was able to boldly ask Joshua for this.
第一个是他凭着神给他的应许。
The first reason is the promise, people are basing it on the promise that God has given him.
第二个是他凭着他从那个一直在一直跟随神多年的信心，长大的信心。
And the second reason behind that is, was the faith that matured, through the years with God being in his presence.
如果我们刚刚念这个《生命记》第一章三十四到三十六节，那个就是加勒听到耶和华的应许。
Earlier on, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 1, 34 through 36, we can see that is the promise that, the Lord Jehovah gave to Caleb.
记得吗？他们那些人回来报喜信、报恶信之后，神就对加勒说那话。
And remember that this is a response of the Lord after, after the Israelites heard the bad report from the other 10 spies.
他说我这些你们这些报这些怨言的人都不能够进这个迦南地，只有加勒，只有约书亚可以进去。
He says that the Lord says that those of you that came back with this bad report will not be able to enter the promised land. The only two that will be able to enter the promised land is Joshua and Caleb.
而且加勒脚掌所在掌占所占踏之地，我要赐给他和他的子孙。
And he also said that Caleb, where he had trodden or where he had stood, that is the place that I will give him.
各位弟兄姊妹，神的应许是这么的重要，这么的宝贵。
God's promise is so precious.
加勒这么多年没有忘掉，也不敢忘掉。
Caleb, through all these years, never forgot it, nor did he dare to forget it.
所以他对约书亚说，求你将耶和华那日应许我的地给我。告诉各位弟兄，把他把那个地前面讲得好清楚，是耶和华应许给我的地，把它给我。
And so that is why he was able to boldly say to Joshua that give me the land that the Lord has spoken of that day.
这就表示说他不但没有把神的应许忘掉，而且多年来耿耿于怀，要抓住那个应许，要得那个山地为业。
In other words, what Caleb has done is not only he didn't forget the promise that came from God, but it was something that was really on his mind that he continued to strive after.
他心中一直想的是根本忘掉了，他已经八十五岁了。
That he constantly thinks about it day and night, even though he is at the age of 85.
他把这个神的应许看的是这么的重要。各位弟兄姊妹，我们听在这儿，我们有没有神的应许？你有没有看得很重要
？Caleb views God's promise as so precious that he wouldn't forget it even a day. Now, brothers and sisters, let us think about this at the same time. Do we forget about the promise of God?
有时候我们看着自己的软弱，我们什么都不敢做。
Oftentimes, we look at ourselves, we look at our weakness, and we're afraid to do anything.
记得吗？当这个彼得在水上行走的时候，他还走得蛮好的时候，他忽然间看见那个旁边那个波浪汹涌的时候，他害怕的时候，他就沉下去说：“主啊，主啊，救我，主啊，救我。”
Do you remember when Peter was walking on water, walking in the lake, and then all of a sudden he was looking around and he sees these waves and he had fear and he started to sink. And then he says, cries out to the Lord, 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 save me.
圣经说，主耶稣就把他拉了他的手，把他带到船里面。当时的人，这风浪就停息了。当时人就说，这真是神的儿子。他们就下来拜他。
And do you remember what happened afterwards was that Jesus raised out his hand and he picked up Peter and brought him into the boat. And then the waves and the storm calmed down. So all the people in the boat bowed down before him and said, this is indeed the Son of God.
我们做什么事情真是要有神的差遣，神的应许，才跟着神的脚步走，不要自己凭自己的血气走。
So let us remember that we need to be sent by God. We need God's presence in our lives and do not do things according to our own desires.
当他抓住神的应许的时候，他不计较自己85岁。
When he was holding on to, when Caleb was holding on to the promise of God, he did not think about that he was already 85 years old. But the second thing that we need to look at is to look at Joshua chapter 14, verse 8 through 12.
在这个短短的五节里面，居然三次讲到加勒专心跟从耶和华以色列的神，专心跟从以色列神，专心跟从讲三次。
Because in verse 8 through verse 12, we can see three times it was described, Caleb was describing how he wholly followed the Lord. He completely wholly followed the Lord.
各位弟兄姊妹，这个专心跟从、顺从，不因为外面的事情的影响是非常、非常、非常、非常、非常重要。我可以讲到明天都讲非常重要。
His complete he was following God completely, regardless of the environment. That is the secret, and it's very, 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 very important.
我们的神在这个世上寻找的也是那些大有信心、愿意专心跟从他的人。
Our Lord is also looking for servants that is willing to follow Him wholeheartedly.
可惜我们有时候听有圣灵的感动以后，我们就一下子慢慢很多事情就把消灭，甚至就忘掉了圣灵还感动你过。
Oftentimes, even though we are moved by the Holy Spirit, but because of the circumstances around us, we will quench the moving of the Spirit.
还有一点，我们看到说加勒85岁时候才被神呼召去给耶稣亚说把这个山地给我，还要去打仗。
And we also recognize one thing is that at the age of 85, that Caleb was once again called by God to come approach Joshua to require the land.
我请问你们，你们都很熟悉。 摩西是几岁的时候，神呼召他把这些以色列民带出埃及？几岁啊？ 80岁。
Do you know how old? Do you remember how old Moses was when God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt?
他这80岁的高龄还带领以色列40岁，40年，等到120岁的时候他才去世。
And for 40 years after the age of 80, so basically Moses from the age of 80 to the age of 120, he was leading the Israelites.
还有在这个创世纪第五章有个人物叫做以诺，记得吗？以诺这个人。
In Genesis chapter 5, they mentioned a biblical character. His name was called Enoch.
有没有人记得以诺几岁的时候他才开始与神同行？有没有人告诉我，65岁。
Do you remember when Enoch started to walk with the Lord?
圣经说，以诺65岁开始与神同行300年。
And the Bible tells us that at the age of 65, Enoch started walking with the Lord for 300 years.
并且生儿育女，他说以诺共活了365岁，神就将他娶去。
And after bearing many children for 300, at the age of 365, the Lord took him.
什么奇妙的事情？以诺65岁开始才与神同行。
It's very interesting. Enoch, at the age of 65, started to walk with the Lord.
摩西80岁的时候开始带领以色列民出埃及。
At the age of 80, Moses started leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
加勒85岁的时候才向 以约书亚要求把这个地、山地给我。
At the age of 85, Caleb requested Joshua to give him the land that the Lord promised.
各位弟兄姊妹，的确，我们在世上行事为人时候，年龄很重要，健康的情况也很重要。Of
course, in our lives, it is important at what age and how our health condition is.
但是记得，这些固然重要，但不要过分的强调。But
though these might be important aspects, but they should not be emphasized.
换言之，就是说，不要忽略 信心的重要性。
Do not forget the importance of faith.
往往一件事情，我们一个现在我们都在决定，到底我要走这个信心的道路啦，到底我要去做这个眼见的要实际上的条件，我们就在这中间不知所从，无法下决心。
Oftentimes in our lives, we're struggling between whether or not to walk the path of faith or to walk down a path that where we can see where we are going.
现在我用三点来看到加勒他是和人的不一样的信心在什么地方。
And now we're going to look at three different aspects of Caleb's faith that differs from us.
好让我们从他的里学一个榜样，我们可以效法。
So we might be able to model our lives after him to learn from him.
第一个，加勒凭着对神的信心，一辈子在神面前等候他这个神的应许的实现。
The first point is that through the faith that Caleb has toward God, he was able to wait patiently for the promise of God.
当然，我认为他知道他要面对高山，面对亚拿族人，面对宽大坚固的城，那他一定知道。
He knows as a fact that he is going to be fighting these giants, these very vicious Anakims, and he will be trying to overcome these strong fortresses.
他一辈子打仗，难道不知道这些吗？
He's been a warrior throughout his entire life. Doesn't he recognize that?
但是我们这些信神的人和加勒一样，要信神，相信神的应许，神的带领，要依靠神，神就帮助我们克服我们的软弱，帮助我们去打败我们的敌人。
However, we need to learn from Caleb, and through our faith, we realize that it is through the strength of God and the help of God that we can overcome these obstacles.
我请你们看一个圣经，有一处真是很有帮助的，《约翰一书》第五章四到五节。约翰一书第五章四到五节。
Let us turn our Bible to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, and it may be encouragement to us.
我觉得这两节圣经很重要，我要请所有的人用中文念一遍，然后从英文念一遍。
And I think this is a very important passage, or these two verses are very precious to us, so we're going to ask the Mandarin speakers to read it first together once, and then the English speakers together.
约翰一书请你们念，从第五章四到五节一起来念，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子的人吗？
Let us read together 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
你还记得那个故事，马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的一家人的故事吗？
Do you still remember the story of this family of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus?
在约翰福音第十一章记载的很清楚。
And it's recorded in John chapter 11.
当这个耶稣所爱的那个拉撒路生病的时候，他的姐姐马大就派人去通知耶稣。
And in John chapter 11, it records that when Lazarus was ill, Martha sent a person to Jesus to tell him about the situation.
他说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And it says that the one that you love is ill.
他更不用讲是拉撒路，他说你所爱的人就知道是拉撒路，因为耶稣很爱这个年轻人。
And he says the one that you love, and immediately Jesus knew that it was referring to Lazarus.
结果我们有没有都知道耶稣有没有立刻去帮助他？没有，耶稣反而在那里耽搁了三几天以后，等他到这个拉撒路他家里时候，这个拉撒路已经死了，而且在坟墓里已经四天。
However, we know that from the historical accounts that Jesus did not immediately head out to Lazarus. But rather, by the time that he got there, Lazarus had died, and he has already been in the grave for 4 days.
我们都知道，马大就对耶稣说：“啊，他说，主啊，你若早在这里，我的弟兄必然不会死。”
And we know that Martha said to Jesus that, "Lord, had you been here, I know my brother would have not died."
这就是马大的问题。
And this is a problem with Martha.
他要眼见，他要你一定要到这儿来。他要一个条件。
that for anything to happen, she has to be able to see it. So therefore, Jesus had to be there to heal.
结果耶稣基督怎么样？他说他不过是睡了，我把他叫起来，结果他就复活了这个拿撒路这个病人。
But Jesus, he said, her statement was that Lazarus is asleep. Let me awaken him.
后面一句话，耶稣讲，请你们记得。
And Jesus made the statement at the very end.
他说在约翰福音十一章四十节说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
In John chapter 11, verse 40, this is what Jesus says to them. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
弟兄姐妹，你若信，就会看到神的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
加勒八十五岁的人，他还相信神，神会带领他去得这个三地为业。
Caleb, at the age of 85, believed that the Lord will be with him to conquer the hill country.
同样的发生在多马这个身上。
And the same thing happened in the life of Thomas.
在约翰福音二十章里面讲到，耶稣第一次在当天晚上复活节的当天晚上向门徒显现的时候，多马不在那里。门徒告诉多马，多马不相信这事。
And it's recorded in the book of John, chapter 20, when Jesus reappeared before the disciples, Thomas himself was not there.
多马不相信。多马说：“我非要看见手上钉痕，用指头探入了钉痕，我总不信。”
And Thomas says that I do not believe unless I see the hands and his hands with the mark of the nails.
结果八天以后，耶稣向门徒又显现。
But 8 days later, he reappeared before his disciples.
那个时候，多马在和门徒在一起。
At that time, Thomas was with the other
disciples. 耶稣就对多马说。
So Jesus said to Thomas,
伸出你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
多马这才说，哦，我的主啊，我的神啊。
And Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God.
耶稣在二十章二十九节说，耶稣对他说，你因看见我才信，那没有看见的就信的就有福了。
And Jesus responded to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
我讲了这么多故事，一个小小的故事，这儿那都告诉我们很清楚的事情。
And all these little stories that I have recounted for you tells us one important truth.
你若信，就会看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not disbelieve, but rather believe.
我不知道你是不是现在正面临着一个高山和敌人的威胁。
I do not know if you're currently facing a great obstacle.
我不知道你是不是金钱上债台高筑，还不出那个欠人的债来。
I do not know whether or not you're in a financial difficulty and that you have a lot of debts that you need to pay.
我也不知道你的身体是不是健康有问题，很难去医疗你自己那个病。
Or could you be in sick and that you cannot heal?
我也不知道你的家庭的问题是很复杂，没有办法解决。
And maybe your family situation is very complex.
好多小小的问题一大堆，你实在没有办法解决。说神啊，怎么办呢？怎么办呢？
There seems to be so many little problems in your life, and you're coming before God and saying, Lord, what should I do?
耶稣基督在马太福音十一章二十八到二十九节说，凡劳苦担重担的人，你们可以到我这来，我就使你们得安息。我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, Jesus says to the people, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
英国很有名一个圣经学者叫 Charles Spurgeon, 他说 这个是神向世人发出最大的邀请，最伟大的邀请。
Charles Spurgeon, a famous English theologian or preacher, once said that this passage is the great calling from God.
各位弟兄姊妹，你心里重担吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you have burdens?
你身体有病吗？
Are you ill?
家庭有很多问题你没有办法解决吗？
Do you have family issues that you cannot solve?
凭着你的眼见你没有办法解决。
It seems like nothing is going smoothly for you.
各位弟兄姊妹，凭着神的信心去依靠他，依靠他的大能大力，他带你经过死荫的幽谷。
However, if you believe in him, through your faith in God, he can guide you through this valley of death.
圣经说得很清楚，我们行事为人不是凭着眼见，是凭着什么？信心。
The Bible scripture continues to remind us that we are to live by faith, not by sight.
我们做基督徒一次一次听到教会来聚会读圣经做这个主日崇拜干什么？就是把我们的信心一天一天的长大，一天一天长大。
What is one of the purposes for Christians to come to church, to attend worship, to go to study the Bible?The purpose is so that our faith can grow stronger and stronger in God.
第二个，我们来看加勒的榜样教导我们什么。
The second thing that we can learn from the faith of Caleb, what is that?
他教我们向前看，向上看，不是向后看，也不是向下看。
He tells us that we are to set our sights on things that are above us and that are in front of us, not on things that are behind us or below us.
他看到前面，神要他去。把这个山地得到，把这些亚拿族人赶走。
What he sees is that God is calling him to go forward and conquer the hill country filled with Anakims.
他就把这个信心，他就去告诉这个约书亚，你把这山地给我，因为神答应我的。
And because of this faith, he approaches Joshua boldly and said, "Give me this hill country."
各位弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面越活得越久的人，越感到我们非常非常需要和神同在，一要神的帮助，神的带领，我们一步都不敢离开神。
The longer we become Christians, the more mature we become, we realize that we need the presence of God in our lives. We need His help and we need His strength.
我很喜欢那个主耶稣讲的在约翰福音十五章里面的比喻。
And I enjoy the parable that was given in John chapter 15.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章讲到，主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And the parable that's given is that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches.
而且藏在主里面的人，主也藏在我们的里面。
And if we abide in him, he is in us.
如果这样的话，我们就会多结果子。
And if that is the case, then we will bear much fruit.
下面一句话我非常非常喜欢。
And I love the passage that follows.
主耶稣说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。弟兄姊妹，我们离开神，什么都不能做。我老实跟你讲。
And then Jesus says after that, for apart from me,You can do nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, without the presence of God, without Jesus, we can accomplish nothing.
想想看，一个枝子离开树的话，不是在外面枯干，就是被人捡起来扔到火里烧掉，是不是？
Think about that. If a branch is separated from the vine, what is going to happen to the branch? The branch is either going to be thrown away, or it's going to dry up and be thrown into fire.
各位弟兄姊妹，不但加勒当年被神引领，他向前看，向上看，向那个神要给他应许之地去看。
So at the age of 85, Caleb in those days looked forward toward the place that God was giving him.
他紧紧地抓住神，神在什么地方，他就往什么地方去。
He held so closely to God that wherever God was leading him, he would follow along.
今天，神仍然在引领他的儿女，仍然掌王权居首位。
Today, God is still leading us. He desires to be sovereign over us.
好吧，我们要读一个圣经，在一个地方，诗篇第七十一篇第五到第九节。
Let us now turn to Psalms chapter 71 and look at verse 5 through verse 9.
诗篇第七十一篇 第五到第九节，我来念。主耶和华，你是我所盼望的，从我年幼，你是我所倚靠的。我出母胎被你扶持，使我出母腹的是你，我必常常赞美你。许多人以我为怪，但你是我坚固的避难所。你的赞美，你的荣耀，终日必满了我的口。我年老的时候，求你不要丢弃我；我力气衰弱的时候，求你不要离弃我。
Psalm chapter 71, verse 5 through verse 9. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have learned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们再讲一遍，神是我们一生的依靠，是我们一生的盼望，我们的好处不在他以外。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to remind brothers and sisters once again that God is our refuge, He is our strength, that we should not depart from Him.
不要一天说悲叹啊，我想当年我多棒多棒，现在哎呀我老了，其实你最好的还没有来到。
Do not reminisce about what has occurred before in terms of how I used to be strong, how I used to be able, and now I am old so I can accomplish nothing. Do not forget that the best is yet to come.
你说什么是最好的?
What is the best?
我们所盼望的缘由是什么?
What is the source of our hope?
就有一天我们和神在一起啊。
And that hope is that one day we will be with our God.
这不是我们一生的盼望吗?
Isn't this the eternal hope that every one of us have?
你活着的时候，他把你提到天上去。
That one day he will lift us up.
你死了以后，他把你复活，然后再把你提到天上去。
And if we do die, he will awaken us and take us to heaven.
不是提到天上而已，是和我们的主耶稣基督永永远远、永永远远在一起。
It is not just to go to heaven, but to be with our Lord eternally.
地上的事有什么东西可以眷恋呢？
What in this world can cause us to still desire?
天上的主耶稣基督才是我们所爱好的。
The God that is heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ is what we desire.
我们为什么悲叹这个世上的事情？我也这个得不到，那个我也不够，我身体又不好，老是在那拜抱怨，好像我这个人真是完蛋了，完蛋了。
Why is it that our mouth is filled with complaints, complaining about the things that we do not have, the health that is weak, the things that we cannot accomplish?
弟兄姊妹，打开你信心的眼睛。
Open your eyes of faith.
仰望我们天上的神。
Set your sights on God who is above.
往上去看。
Look up.
往前去看。
Look forward.
谁管你八十岁还是七十岁还是六十岁还是五十岁？
It doesn't matter what your age is.
年龄不是一个问题。
Age is not the problem.
你的信心才是一个问题。
Rather, faith is the issue.
因为我们行事为人是靠着信心，不是靠着眼见。
For we live by faith, not by sight.
我们在世上眼见的事情，眼见的生活过得太多了。
The way we live our lives, we live by sight way too much in our lives.
把我们的信心的眼睛都弄瞎了。
It has caused our eyes of faith to be blinded.
结果我们没有看见信心的在乌云之后的那个阳光。
What we see is all the clouds that blurs our vision, and we forget the sunshine that is behind those clouds.
所以保罗讲了一句话，我现在得了一个秘诀，我知道怎么样知足。
So Paul says that I now have found the mystery, the secret to being content.
我知道怎么样储备件，什么储丰富。
I know how to live important as well as live with
much. 我知道怎么样储软弱，我也知道怎么储刚强。
To live in weakness as well as in strength.
凡是谁，谁是谁，在我靠着神，我什么都能够做。
For I know that I accomplish all things through our Lord Jesus Christ.
可惜我们常常说，我没有靠神，我什么都不能做啊。
But oftentimes we say that without God, we can accomplish nothing.
把你的信心的眼睛看着，仰望为我们信心。
So what we need to do is open our eyes of faith and look toward the perfecter author and perfecter of our faith.
第三个，我们最后看到加勒要得那个山为业，不是为自己。
The third thing we recognize is that Caleb is asking for the land not for his own purpose.
也不是满足他的骄傲。
Is not to fulfill his pride.
也不是 fulfill his self esteem. 哦，对对，对不起，不过 self esteem 中文翻译中自尊心。
自尊心。
他也不是为着他的自尊心。
Okay, nor for his self esteem.
他是要完成神的使命。
What he is trying to do is accomplish God's calling.
好不好看？我们再看一遍，创世生命记一章34-36节。我们刚刚念过一章三十六节。
Let us turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36.
唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所踏过的地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟从我。
Verse 36, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him and his children I will give the land on which he has trodden, because he has wholly followed the Lord.
你看，神告诉他，我把你这个地给你，不是给你，是给你和你的子子孙孙。
Here we can see that the Lord was giving the land to Caleb, but not just Caleb, but to him and his children.
这是一个很大的使命，就有你有一个传承，把神的这个传承下去的使命。
This is a great calling, for this is a calling from generation toward generation.
我们不要老是回活在那个回忆那个以前我的辉煌过去的这个那个些回忆之中。
Let us not live in our past.
这样的话，我们就不会想往前去。可是我们必须要把这一代最宝贵的东西传承给下一代。
Because if we continue to live in our past, we will not be moving forward. For it is very important is that we pass on what we have to our next generation.
我们基督教的信仰是一个传承的信仰。
The Christian faith is one that goes from generation to generation.
不是我们这一代就完了。
It does not end with us.
是我们将来世世代代在神的国度里面把我们的子孙都带到他的面前。
In God's kingdom, our goal is to pass this faith on from us to our next generation, to the generation that is to follow.
好吧，我们读一段圣经，在诗篇71篇第17节到18节。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 71, and we will look at verse 17 and verse 18.
71篇17节。神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你？你是叫我们多经历重大苦急难的，必使我们复活，从地的深处上来。求你使我越发昌大，又转来安慰我。
Psalm chapter 71, verse 17 through verse 21. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim of your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who has done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depth of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again.
你看，你将你的能力求你让我指示给下一代。
And that here the psalmist writes that I will be able to proclaim your might to another generation.
我将你的大能去指示给后世。
And that your power will also be proclaimed to all those that are to come.
其实加勒他难道不知道自己85岁吗？
Caleb knows very well that he's 85 years old.
他在你等待等待等到神的指示的时候，他就去找当年的老朋友老战友约书亚，你可不可以把那山地给我，我去得那个山地，把那些人赶走。
And so he waits and he waits for God's callingAnd then he approaches his old friend Joshua to ask for the land.
虽然圣经中 没有提到这加勒的过去，我相信他一直在信心上一直培养、培养、培养长大。
Though historical, there's not too many historical accounts of how Caleb lived his life, but I am sure that throughout these years, his faith grew stronger and stronger.
然而他在一生中从来没有忘记过神的应许。
That throughout his entire life, he never forgot the promise from God.
他也知道这个得这个地不是为他自己一个人，要为他的子孙。
And he knows that in order for that the purpose of him inheriting this land is not for himself only, but rather it's for him and his children.
感谢主，我们在这个里面看到圣经中这个人物加勒这个人物。
Thank God that God has given us this person, Caleb.
虽然只有三处的圣经提到他。
Only three passages that mentions him.
我到这个后面。越希伯来书十一章信心伟人你也找不到他。
I went to Hebrews chapter 11, look for the heroes of faith, and I could not find his name in there.
然而他给我们一个榜样。
But yet he was still a model for us.
他太自不量力了。
It seems like he is, he did not count what he was able to do.
他太不计自己了。
He completely selfless.
他只愿意说神啊，你在我身上。显为大，我愿意为你做事。
All he said before God was, God, may you be able to use me for your glory.
我讲最后讲个短短的故事结束。
And I'd like to end with a story.
2010年的时候，我到中国去培训。
In the year 2010, I was on a short-term trip to China for training.
四月的时候，我在山东附近的一个小的城市。
In April, I was in a small village in Shandong province.
我去带领他们三天讲这个以弗所书。
And for 3 days, I was teaching on the book of Ephesians.
在最后一天的时候，有一个姐妹来找我。
And on this last day, a sister came approach me.
她说：“老师啊，你的头发这个太长了。
”And says, "Teacher, your hair is too long."
哦，我说：“哦，是啊，太长了吗？”
Yeah, I say, "Is it too long?"
她说：“我可不可以替你理发？”
And can I cut your hair for you?
我说你不要不要不需要。
I said it's okay.
他说不，我有一个理发店，我是理发店老板，我来亲自给你理发，好不好
？So I own a hair salon. So let me cut your hair for you.
我说多少钱啊？我付给你钱。
I asked how much will it cost, and I'll pay you for it.
他说你如果讲钱，我就不要给你理发了。
He says if you're going to pay me, I'm not going to cut your hair.
他说你是神的仆人，我给你理发都这一点的这个是还怎么做的太少了，我认为。
He says that, she said that, because you are a servant of God, and for me to be able to cut your hair, that's not even enough to pay back what my Lord has done for me. But I felt that I was in her debt. So while I was there, she cut my hair.
的确我应该说离开了中美国这个两快不到三个礼拜，头发是长了一点，但是也不是太长，不过她要帮我理嘛，也就让她理吧。
It's been about 2 to 3 weeks since I left America, and I know my hair was a little bit long, but it wasn't that long, but I still decided to let her cut my hair.
她一路给我讲个故事。
And while she was cutting my hair, she told me the story.
她说我的爸爸，他身体不好，现在在床上。
He says that my father is physically ill, and he is bedridden.
24年来，他在床上。
For 24 years, he's been bedridden.
我说什么病啊？
And I asked, what kind of illness?
他说是类风湿性关节炎，听过没有？类风湿性关节炎。
And he said, they said that is
rheumatoid
arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis. 他说那个病啊很糟糕，他的这个免疫性就很差很差。
And the problem with this illness is that his immune system is very weak.
是人家得什么病，他就得什么病。
If another person around him is ill, sick, he will also get with the same illness.
他所有的关节都变形了。
That all his joints has deformed.
说我爸爸这是爱主啊，我说他是基督徒啊。
But she said that my father really loves the Lord, and my response, oh, he's a Christian.
到他30岁的时候就开始信耶稣。
He says at the age of 30, he became a believer.
40岁的时候就得这个病。
And at the age of 40, he was diagnosed with this arthritis.
现在是。64岁已经得病了，24年躺在床上。
And right now he is 64 years old.
我心里面就感动，他给我理发不要钱，我去给他提下做个祷告好不好
And all of a sudden I had this burden in my heart. It says, though she is unwilling to allow me to pay her for cutting my hair, but maybe I can pray with her.
所以我就说, 姐妹, 你有没有空? 我去替你父亲做个祷告。
And so I asked the sisters, can I, do you have time? Can I go to your house to pray for him?
她说那个不是我的父亲, 是我的, 公公, 就是先生的父亲。
And it says that this isn't that he is not my father, but he is my father-in-law.
我好感动哦！一个人口口声声我爸爸，我爸爸，我爸爸，讲了半天，原来是他的先生的爸爸。你看这么孝顺。
And I was extremely moved because he constantly referred to him as her father and father and father, but it was actually her father-in-law.
好了，我们就坐那个山东一个车子，嘟嘟嘟嘟，就过去了。
And we took a trip to her house.
我们进去以后，那个他就进去以后，我要去替这个老人握手的时候，他不要给握手，因为他自己觉得自卑感大，就不肯让我去握他的手。And
I was going to go shake his hand, but he pulled his hand back because he felt ashamed.
他的手整个变形了。His
hand was completely deformed.
他的整个的身上的这个关节都有问题。
That entire his entire body, every place that there was a joint, there were issues.
他说我晚上都睡不着觉，疼痛啊，痛得不得了。
He says that at night I'm in so much pain that I can't even get a good night's rest.
他说我痛了24年啊。I've
been suffering this for 24 years.
他说那个耶稣替那个血肉病的妇人就12年，我是他的一倍，他还圣经很熟。
And she's very familiar with the Bible and says that the woman that was healed by Jesus was only ill for 12 years.
你知道吧？我刚好神心感动，我就给他讲。我刚好那天讲了一篇道关于加勒的事情，就给他讲。And
at that day, I was because I've been studying the history or the life of Caleb, so I shared with him about the life of Caleb.
我跟他讲，加勒一辈子一生都在等神，他在把等候等候，把他的信心长等候慢慢培养长大。And
I said that Caleb, throughout his entire life, he was waiting for God to continue to build his faith.
他85岁的时候还向约书亚要求要把这个山地给我，我去把那些强悍的山地人赶走。
And at the age of 85, he approached Joshua to ask for the hill country so that he can chase out the inhabitants there.
我说你要在神面前安安静静地等待。And
I said to him that you need to wait patiently before God.
你的不要急躁。Do
not be in such a hurry.
不要把我把这个12乘2变成24，心里老是觉得我已经比这个血肉病妇人应多等了12年了。
And do not think that I've been waiting for more than 12 years.
我说你64岁和85岁还差多久啊?
Do you know what the difference is between 64 and 85 years old?
哦，他说还有21年。
So he says maybe 21 more years.
我说你欢欢喜喜的在神面前再等21年好不好?
He says, why don't you wait joyfully before the Lord for another 21 years?
这个老人就流眼泪了。
And this old gentleman started to shed tears.
我们就把他手抓起来，就跟他一起祷告。And
I held his hand. I started praying for him.
这次他没有把他手伸开了。And
this time he did not pull his hands back.
我就为这个弟兄祷告。And
I started praying for this brother.
这弟兄姓什么？我还记得，姓赵。And
I remember his last name is Zhao.
2011年我又去了，我去又去找他。
In the year 2011, I returned back for another training session. I went to visit him.
他变了一个人，他的脸色好高兴，好高兴。In
the year 2011, when I saw him, his facial expression changed. It was filled with joy.
他说：“徐老师，去年你给我讲了那个加勒以后，我现在一直在神面前安安静静的等候在神面前。”And
he says, "Teacher, that I've since you told me a story about Caleb, I've been joyfully awaiting the Lord."
2012年，今年去的时候，我没有见到他。This
year, 2012, I went back, but I didn't get a chance to visit him.
我去了山东一个地方叫枣庄，山东枣庄。I
went to this little village in Shandong.
我下了车站的时候，火车站，他们没有来接我，他们迟到。
And when I got off the train, the people that were supposed to pick me up were a little bit late.
我一看到火车站上说，现在是摄氏零度。
And at that time, it says it was 0 degrees Celsius.
我冷得一塌糊涂。
And I was extremely cold. It was about 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
我进厕所把我的睡衣都穿上去，睡衣都穿上去。
So I went into the bathroom. I put on even my pajamas.
睡衣穿上去还不够暖。
And after even putting on the pajamas, I was still feeling extremely cold.
第二天我在他们讲那里讲道的时候是零下三度。
And the next day, while I was preaching to them or teaching them, it was about 28 degrees.
就我讲了几才讲十分钟不到，他们说停。老师，你要穿衣服。
And a few minutes later, they said, hold on for a second. You need to put on some clothes.
他们就拿了一个军大衣给我铺上。
And they put on this big military coat on me.
人民解放军的军大衣，很厚的。那个大衣现在还留在那里，所以每年我去，他们说那个衣你可以穿上。
And it's a thick coat that says, the People's Liberation Army. And every year I go there, they still keep it for me.
我就问他们说：“那个赵弟兄怎么样
？”So I asked them what happened to Brother Zhao.
他说：“你不知道，赵弟兄现在是我们那里很活跃的祷告的勇士。
”He says, "You didn't know this, but Brother Zhao is now a great prayer warrior in our area."
他常常为人家祷告，他自己忘掉自己累病痛了，就一天到晚为别人祷告。
He constantly prays for other people because he seems like he has already forgotten the illness that he himself has.
诸位弟兄，你们有信心，有神的灵的时候，你就觉得自己的病痛没什么了不起。
When you have faith in God, you will recognize that the difficulties that you are experiencing are nothing.
你那个痛苦，你那个复杂，你那个钱不够啊，你那个烦头脑这个头痛啊，都没什么问题。
The difficulties that you face in life, the pressures, the financial pressures that you have, the family difficulties you have, it just seems no longer to have any bearing on you.
今天你看见一个85岁的老人。
Today you see an 85-year-old person.
照理说这个老人应该在家里面喝喝茶，然后含饴弄孙的，那个多好啊。
Usually, a person that's at the age of 85 would be living a retired life.
然而，他不以自己的年龄为限制。
But however, he did not constrain his lifestyle just to his age.
他凭着信心，不是凭着眼见去行事为人。
But he was living through faith and not by sight in terms of the way he dealt with things.
感谢主，我今天很愿意把这个信息和各位一起来分享。
I thank God that I had this opportunity to share this message with brothers and sisters.
有人说是不是徐弟兄你以后就不来了？我说没有这个事。
Some people might have asked, is it that Brother James will no longer be preaching?
但是十一月我去中国台湾，我十二月才回来，大概今年是不会来讲道的。
I'll be heading to China and Taiwan in the month of November and December, so probably.This year, I will no longer have the opportunity to preach here.
请你们为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
因为中国的十八大来了，所以告诉我，你到北京去，不要讲道，我取消所有北京讲道。
Because there's a change in leadership in China right now, so when I go visit Beijing, they told me that I shouldn't preach. So I have already canceled all my speaking engagements there.
我不需要在那个首都。做一些当局敏感的事情，不需要。
I do not need to be in the capital of China to do things that might raise suspicion.
但是神呼召我去山东，去武汉。
But God has called me to go to Shandong as well as Wuhan.
然后我去台北，然后去新竹，然后去南投。
And then I will be heading back to Taiwan. I will be in Taipei and 新竹 and 南投。
求神保守他仆人的脚踪。
May God Himself watch over the steps of His own servant.
但愿我们今天学一个榜样。
May we have learned from a role model today.
绝对不是我的榜样。
It's not me as a role model.
圣经里面加勒的榜样。
But it is the biblical character Caleb.
记得你在头发白的时候，你还要把你的能力传给后代。
Even when your hair is gray, you still need to pass on the power of.Proclaim the power of the Lord to the next generation.
将神的大能指示给后世的人。
to show them of all the great deeds that God has done. Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings.
在圣经中，主啊，这个加勒这个人并不是一个特别的，好像到处看见的人。
It does not seem that there's too many recordings of Caleb.
但是我们从三处看见加勒是一个把神的应许看为很宝贵的一个人。
However, through the three passages, we see that Caleb indeed, views your promise as precious.
他也不是一个到处去宣扬自己的人。
He is not one that goes out and shows off himself.
他默默地在你面前等待。
And he awaits patiently before you.
他的信心越来越大。
As his faith grows,
终于到了85岁时候向约书亚提出这样一个大胆的一个要求。
And at the age of 85, he boldly comes and asks Joshua of this calling.
主，我们在这个地方有好多弟兄姐妹也现在一样的受到这样的挑战。
And Lord, we know that among us, there are many brothers and sisters that are also called.
有的人身体现在受到病痛这个折磨。
And we know that some of us are physically ill.
有的人事业上或者金钱上真是需要你的帮助。
Some might need your support physically, career-wise as well as financially.
有的人家庭的确面临着一个很大的难处。
Some people might be facing difficulties at home.
主啊，我们就求你保守这些人，让他们在经过你这些难处的时候，和你紧紧地在一起，依靠你的大能大力。
And Lord, we ask that as they go through these difficulties, that they will be able to grasp hold to you and rely on you.
也求主保守你的仆人，这次去的行踪，有你自己的保守。
Lord, we also ask for you to watch over my steps as I go.
求主保守我平平安安的去，平平安安的回来。
That I will go peacefully and I will come back peacefully.
我们就求主能够在各种事情上能够彰显你的荣耀。
And that in all things that your glory will be revealed.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.